thought the lads were absolutely outstanding, and it might not be a victory, but I think it's certainly a moral victory. Only one team really looking to win the game, to play in the manner that I think's the best way, albeit we've all got different approaches. So I couldn't be prouder, and I'm really pleased that they got the rewards, because there's no doubt we certainly deserve something from it, and sent, you know, the fans home. I think again the reaction to them at the end, they, you know, while it's not 3 points, they certainly see it as you know, the best team was in not black and white, but in blue today.
So let's talk about the first 20-25 minutes when you were on top and maybe could have got a goal.
I think we'll talk about all the game if you're talking about who's on top.
Yeah, okay, but I was just building up to the incident that changed the game.
Yep, no, fair point. No, we missed his chances, we spoke about that half time. That's compounded by then having a man sent off and going behind. But I didn't think there was any non-believers in the dressing room at half time that we could get something. And they kept working tirelessly, played some excellent football. And I'd genuinely believe if someone had have just popped into the game, they wouldn't have, unless they were counting up, they'd have thought it was Lincoln who were down to 10 men.
So let's talk about that incident. I mean, the ball was out near the right corner flag. Like, all of us, I think, were watching it out there, and we saw at the corner of our eyes Matt Reed go down. Was it the same for you?
Yeah, exactly the same. I looked back over, so I wasn't sure who it was in truth at first, but saw a Lincoln player on the ground, and I saw the referee point to the spot, so straight away I'm disappointed. You're then wondering what's gone off. The first thing you would always think is perhaps a punch has been thrown or something like that. Been told it's a push to the face, so I can't comment as in whether it's the right or wrong decision. What I did see before anything else, and as the ball was going across, was Josh Gowling's shirt being tightly gripped by Reed. So there's got to be some kind of way to, you know, get him off of you, because ultimately he still wants to defend. And if he just stood there, then I would be, and then he doesn't move and they happen to score from him not defending, I'm going to get on at Josh. How he got him off of him, I'll have to try and look at. I think you're perhaps telling me that there's not great footage of it at this moment in time. It's a difficult one for me to comment on, but the referee has to be 100% certain, and it was no surprise that a player that spent a lot of time on the floor was the person that was down on the ground.
To be fair to the referee, he was very close to the incident, wasn't he?
He was, yeah. That's what we know, we can't argue about. But I think, you know, there's a lot of things happen in games, similar-ish, and very rarely you see someone get sent off and a penalty awarded.
Do you think if he hadn't gone down, he wouldn't have been given?
Yeah. 100%. You know, he's pushing and shoving all the time within the penalty area. You know what to expect with the long throws and set plays, and thought we defended them well today. So, it's not a clean sheet, but in a lot of ways for me it was. Just, you know, it has the impact, because not only today it makes his task much more difficult, but we've also got a game on Monday. Normally they'd have a week to recover. You know, certainly now it seems a bit of a non-brainer to make some changes.
Hey, I was going to ask you about that later on. If we just get back to the penalty incident, have you spoken to Josh Gowling? Has he said anything to you?
He said he pushed him off him because he was getting tightly gripped and he tried to get away. I think I've heard two things, one about him getting Reed round the neck and one pushing him in the face. I don't know. I mean, obviously you can't do that, you run the risk. First foul is definitely by Reed.
So that's a three-match ban, I presume, especially if there's no video footage that you can look at and appeal by.
Yeah, it looks that way. I mean, unfortunately, we don't live in the Premier League where we could have people talking about it endlessly and 86 different camera angles. So if it is and it's not on the video, then, as you say, obviously the turnaround as well, I'm not sure how we fix for if anyone's in any offices to make an appeal.
And it was a double whammy because you lost Josh Gowling and you lost the goal from the penalty spot. Did that influence your decision to leave two strikers on, or would you have done that anyway?
I think it depends what stage of the game and how early it is. At that point, I've done it before, and maybe early in my managerial career, it went 4-4-1. But then I've had some success going 4-3-2. And certainly worked today. I thought Podge and Omar still worked their back line tremendously well. It made Nathan play a bit of an unfamiliar role, but you know the quality he's got and the danger he has running with the ball. It was important for me to keep him and Andy Monkhouse on the pitch. You know, Andy's not as athletic, but he brings a composure to us. You know, maybe at Altrincham I took Andy off in search of getting the winner with more attacking wingers, but what we stopped doing then was passing the ball. And with 10 men, that was the big message at half-time, we have to pass the ball. To be fair, how we'd started, and we managed to do that, and as a result, we created chances and frustrated Lincoln.
So you're saying that this game has obviously taken more out of the team than playing with 11 men would, and so that's why you're contemplating changes for Monday?
Yeah, of course. It's always, you know, we talked about the difficulty of a derby game, and that's the one thing that's perhaps slightly unfair for both teams when you play Monday. A game that's high on emotion in all the build-up to it as well. And then playing it with 10 men in warm conditions, sunny day, it's bound to have taken out, you know, more from the players than we would have liked.
But having said that, they looked as though they were going stronger at the end than Lincoln.
Well, I certainly have, you know, you do your due diligence and your research and listen to things that are said and heard about how fit Lincoln were. Well, I know which team that I'd back in terms of fitness. And I thought that showed the effort. And we just spoke about after. You know, they have to be brave, not only, and the work rate is one thing, but they have to be brave to get on the ball. And that's something we spoke about after Torquay's first goal in the first half, that we didn't do well enough. Second half, we certainly did. And today, you know, we took care of the ball extremely well and looked a good side.
Apart from the tired legs, any injuries you're aware of?
No, a couple of bags of ice flying about the dressing room, but nothing that I'm aware of. I think some lads just go and get them. It's like part of the ritual. Or even if there's nothing wrong with them.